This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 12 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy on 131 806 and Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wines in the world. And it's time to tip round 7 of the AFL. Caro and Corrie are with me. I'm producer Jane Neild. You ladies did very well in round 6, both getting 7. I only got
Thank
6.
You, Hawthorn. What happened to that? It was such a great first quarter, Caro. Like, I was on fire in the living room.
Yeah, I know. And then Sydney were, sadly for you.
Some really good results for our potties as well, and some changes up. Jane H is in the second spot and Kelly M in the number one position. A few new entries there in the top 5. Let's get cracking with tonight's game. Friday, April 29th tonight, Optus Stadium. West Coast Eagles are hosting Richmond. Caro, are your Tigers going to get one up over the West Coast, who had a bit of a bad loss last week? And by how many points?
Well, West Coast are going like a bastard. And if Richmond can't beat them, then it's going to be all over for the Tigers this year. Already looking pretty grim. Richmond by 32.
Oh, gosh. I'm going for Richmond, but 32 is a big call. I'm going to say Richmond by 12 points, Jane.
Their average losing margin, West Coast, is about 70, Corrie. Except unless they...
I know, we're talking Richmond, Caro.
Except when they played North Melbourne. That's true.
And Dusty has been ruled out for a return. So, yes, Caro, I agree. I think Richmond, and I'm going to go 25 points. Tomorrow, the Cats at GMHBA Stadium taking on Frio. Caro?
This is a really big game and a big test for Fremantle. I'm going to be there. I'm going to the Cattery, Corrie. You'll be pleased to hear. Oh, gee, this is tough, but I'm tipping Geelong.
Yeah, I'm tipping Geelong too.
Frio for me. The Adelaide Crows, of course, had a little one-point win last week, which not many people tipped, at the Adelaide Oval hosting the GWS Giants.
Oh, gee, this is a really interesting game. You know, I'm going to go the Giants.
I'm going Adelaide. I think that this could be one of the I don't like a death analogy, but it could be one of the final nails in Leon Cameron's coffin.
Crows for me as well. Melbourne taking on the Hawks. This is on Saturday, 4:35, Saturday arvo at the MCG. Corrie's going for the Hawks.
Well, look,
no,
Jane,
you don't have to, Corrie. You're a legitimate ticket.
No, I'm going for Hawthorn because Melbourne. We all say that, we say this every year. They're due for a fall. You know, maybe this is the week. I'm going for the Hawks with conviction, Sam Mitchell.
I don't believe this is the week for the Hawks. I'm sorry, Melbourne will win.
I think Melbourne will win, but I think there's a few COVID issues there as well.
No, so
there are COVID issues.
They do have players out. That's true.
Okay.
And a coach.
Yes.
The stand-in coach has not lost a game. There have been 5 stand-in coaches so far this season with COVID.
Oh, do you think there's a bit of
Blake Carosella.
Bobbity thing happening
Essendon
here.
Won.
Yep. Blake Carosella. Don't say even Blake Carosella.
Well, no, because Essendon haven't won a game.
Yes, I know. I know, except when he was coaching. And it's been noted by Essendon supporters.
Okay, we head on Saturday night to Kazali Stadium up north. St Kilda taking on Port Adelaide. Of course, Port had a tight little win last week.
Well, they had a big win because they were playing West Coast.
Yes.
St Kilda are going really well, but I am going to back Ken Hinckley's boys to win that one.
I'm going for St Kilda. Can you tell me, though, why it's at the Kazali Stadium?
Because there's a deal to play a certain amount of games, both in Darwin and Alice Springs, and this is one of them, Corrie.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Good answer.
Government deal, lots of money.
Okay.
Saints for me as well, which did us both well last week. Corrie, and then Carlton taking on North Melbourne. Of course, I tipped Carlton last week. Fool am I. This could be interesting, could it?
No. Carlton will win.
Carlton will win. Yeah, Jane, it's interesting only to you because you like the shin bonus.
No, I don't.
But it's not interesting to anybody else.
All right, so Carlton for you, Corrie, and the Blues for me as well. On Sunday, Collingwood taking on the Gold Coast Suns. This is the early game at the G.
I'll tell you what, the Pies are looking hot at the moment. I'm going the Pies.
Magpies.
Pies for me. Western Bulldogs, Marvel Stadium, taking on Essendon on Sunday arvo.
Oh, Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think the Bulldogs will bounce back.
I reckon I'm going to tip Essendon.
Yeah, not a bad tip. It's a tough one.
And the Sydney Swans at the SCG hosting the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, I know. Brisbane, you know what? Brisbane never win at the SCG. I'm tipping Sydney.
All right. Oh, I'm going with you then on that little piece of information.
Oh, don't blame me if I'm wrong.
I will.
I think they've won one of their last 11 or 12.
I will blame you.
Fantastic. I'm going to tip the Swans as well. Not too late to book tickets to join us on Thursday, 5th of May at Bell's Hotel at 5:30 for our Mother's Day event. Links in the show notes. Happy tipping, everyone. And Carol and Corey.
Don't shoot the messenger.